And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 20th of February, 2015. It was on this day in 1943 that Norman Rockwell published the first of four wartime prints called The Four Freedoms. He'd gotten the idea for the picture after he'd been to a recent town hall meeting in Vermont, when one man stood up to explain his opposition to the town's plan to rebuild a school. And even though nobody at the meeting agreed with him, they all listened to him respectfully, and Rockwell realized that this was the meaning of freedom of speech. The Four Freedoms had been outlined by President Roosevelt in a speech to Congress, 1941, freedom of speech, freedom of worship, freedom from fear, and the freedom from want. Rockwell illustrated them, took his rough illustrations down to Philadelphia to the Saturday Evening Post. The editor, Ben Hibbs, told Rockwell to stop everything else and paint them as covers, and Rockwell did. They were some of the most popular pictures that Norman Rockwell ever made. It's the birthday of Robert Altman, the filmmaker, born Kansas City, 1925. He was a co-pilot on a B-24 bomber during World War II. Came back to Kansas City, went to work for a film company that made industrial shorts, sold a movie to Hollywood in 1948, went into television. He was 45 years old when he made the movie MASH, which became his biggest hit. That was in 1970. Robert Altman, who, talking about his own career, said, "It's all just one film to me, just different chapters." It's the birthday of the playwright Russell Crouse, born Findlay, Ohio, 1893. He wrote the books for famous musicals, including The Sound of Music and Anything Goes. It's the birthday of Richard Matheson, Allendale, New Jersey, 1926, wrote for television shows The Twilight Zone, Star Trek, wrote horror and science fiction, wrote The Shrinking Man and I Am Legend. It's the birthday of the photographer Ansel Adams, born San Francisco, 1902. His parents gave him a Kodak Brownie camera when he was 14 years old, and they took him on a family trip to Yosemite. He was so taken with the mountains and the forest that he returned to the park every summer for the rest of his life, and his photographs of Yosemite and other wilderness areas would become familiar to millions of people, even people who had no idea who Ansel Adams was. Here's a poem for today by Sharon Bryan entitled Sweater Weather, A Love Song to Language. Never better, mad as a hatter, right as rain, might and main, hanky-panky, hot-toddy, hoity-toity, cold shoulder, bowled over, rolled in clover, low blow, no soap, hope against hope, pay the piper, liar, liar, pants on fire, high and dry, shoe fly pie, fiddle-faddle, fit as a fiddle, sultan of swat, muskrat ramble, fat and sassy, flim-flam, happy as a clam, cat's pajamas, bees, knees, peas in a pod, pleased as punch, pretty as a picture, nothing much, lift the latch, double dutch, helter-skelter, hurdy-gurdy, early bird, feathered friend, dumb cluck, buck up, shilly-shally, willy-nilly, roly-poly, holy-moly, loose lips, sink ship, spitting image, snip in the air, hale and hearty, part and parcel, upsy-daisy, lazy days, maybe baby, up to snuff, flibberty-gibbet, honky-tonk, spick and span, handyman, cool as a cucumber, blue moon, high as a kite, night and noon, love me or leave me, seventh heaven, up and about, over and out. Sweater Weather, A Love Song to Language by Sharon Bryan from Flying Blind, published by Saraband Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org, and by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.